Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, Power Words, Share number 50. We're going to talk about how people often disparage other people's looks, their physical appearance. Any statement that disparages the appearance of another person is considered a Noas Dvarim. People spend large sums of money and much time in their efforts to enhance their appearance. Many people find it extremely painful if someone says or implies that they look ugly or they don't look attractive. These statements do not just attack a particular act that a person did, it applies to a person's very being. It's not the essence of a person, as we know it shouldn't be, but it's clearly identified with a person. It is not a vain thing. People could take it a little too far, always looking at the mirror in a very obsessive way. But this idea of people wanting to look good and enhance their appearance, even men, but certainly women, is normal. Very healthy. In measure, very healthy. And there's nothing a person can do to change their basic appearance. They could enhance it by dressing nicely, makeup, working on their exercise if they're overweight, whatever the case may be. But to say a person looks ugly is a terrible crime. First of all, it reflects on the Creator. It's like the story of when it was Rabbi Loza, I think it was, whatever it was, that it was his mind was high, and Eliyahu appeared as an ugly person. He said, "How ugly you are!" And he said, "Lech l'uman shasasani, go to the art person who created me, meaning Hashem. Hashem created every human being." To tell a person they have a funny nose, your ears stick out, you're the ugliest person I ever seen. And don't think that these things don't happen. In schools, this happens often, sadly. Or the way you keep your belongings are messy, your room is awful, and your face doesn't look good either. All of these things are terrible crimes. Not going to speak much of it now, but it is extremely, extremely hurtful. There is a dignity to every human being. There are tests of being a very attractive looking person. There are tests for people who are not attractive. There's a certain bias when people that are more attractive get jobs quicker, attention paid more to them, and so on and so forth. It's a big test for someone that's better looking because they know they could get away with a lot of things and getting what they need based on just simply being looking more attractive, or again thrown in with a little personality that they don't have to work hard on their character, and so they don't. And they remain deficient that way. While if someone does not have that to hang on, they work harder on themselves and their character and their emunah. So it is a test when you're better looking to try your best not to be superficial or shallow or forgetting that it's Hashem that gives you what you give, what you have. Person needs to be happy with who they are, their neshama, who they are as a person, and they need to be happy how they inherently look. Whether to the world it seems like it's more attractive, less attractive, so on and so forth. Whatever, there's nothing that you can do about it, then you just make the most of it and appreciate it. Not pay much attention to it, and do your best with whatever you have, every person, no matter how they look, to dress with dignity, to appear always in a dignified manner, dress nicely, l'kavod Shabbos, l'kavod Yontif, never lose your self-respect, and do your best to look your best in a normal way. L'kavod Hashem. There's a lot more to talk about this subject, but we're in the Power of Words series, so the main point here is not to disparage a person about their physical appearance. It's very, very hurtful. When you date, and the speaking about with the date, there's a lot to talk about how Einos Dvarim is said. Girls between themselves talking about other girls. Boys committing the crime, yes, crime, of Stam entering with other boys of who they went out with and comparing and physical attractiveness, this and that, very superficial, mean and cheap way of talking. When there is a particular tayeles, it comes up from time to time in a very, very narrow way, but not with 99%, 99.9% of the time. It is in a derogatory, negative, condescending way, and that needs to stop. Sometimes people are arrogant because they feel superior, thinking they look better than other people. Sometimes, unfortunately, the other way around. People that are less attractive are jealous, so they attack people that are more charismatic or more better looking unjustly. It goes both ways. And these are parts of the tests that Hashem gives us, where Hashem creates everyone differently. Some people have more money, some people less. Some people have more intelligence inherently, some people have less. Some people are more physically attractive and other people less. But Hashem gives every person what they need in this world to thrive. You turn to Him to fill any lack. But one needs not feel bad about themselves. One cannot feel bad that they have a little less of a particular gift. And one cannot become arrogant over the fact that they have a larger amount of that gift. So that's about looks. The next thing is about people making fun of people who lose things, who are absent-minded, or misplace things. You make belittling remarks. Tzeflogen is the Yiddish word for it. Discombobulated. People do this with members of their family, their siblings, husband and wife, and so on and so forth. And when someone loses something that belongs to you, it could be even more frustrating. So I get that's a bigger nisayon. You're frustrated, you know, you lost something of mine. It's hard not to insult them. It takes more discipline to calm yourself down. They made a mistake. You can make practical suggestions if the person indeed was not responsible enough to teach them how to become more organized. That you can do. That will prevent future losses. Give them advice how to do that. But to insult the person or make disparaging remarks about him losing things or being absent-minded about it, he already feels guilty and upset about losing something. And Einos Dvarim will just add his pain, add to his or her pain, and with no purpose. So if you insult a person by saying, here you go, misplacing your things again, you know, and you would lose your head if it wouldn't be attached to your shoulders. Or how could you lose the book I lent you, your total shlamazel? That's Einos Dvarim. But if you say in a polite way, you know, it would be a good idea to put your name and address and telephone number on your belongings. This way, if you lose it, it usually will be returned back to you. That's a healthy way. Again, you don't want to go under the rug. You have a right to say that. Or, I see how bad you feel about what you lost. You know, and then be quiet. Don't give a whole lecture about not losing things. And also be a maggid shir on that. You know, give musr. That's not the place now. They feel bad enough, you leave it be. If someone's chronically irresponsible as a habit, that they always lose things, have a disdain and disregards things as a chronic problem, that could be more serious. But most of us, we're talking about situations of simply a person's disposition. They have it a little harder putting it together, and they need help with it. So you help them with it. You certainly don't insult them, even if the mishap happens of misplacing something. You could tell them something. You could tell them they need to be more careful. You could give them advice on how to do so. B'derech kavod. But you could do all this without calling the person a shlamazel, or without hurting that person's feelings. Bracha v'atzlacha.